Hello, I'm Matthew, and welcome to this week's edition of the Black Country Talking News for the 29th of July, 2026.
Hello, and welcome to the Black Country Talking News, brought to you by the sight loss charity Beacon. We're pleased to confirm that the Talking News is now available via Alexa. Once you've enabled the Talking Newspapers skill, all you need to do is play Talking Newspapers and ask for the Black Country Talking News. Our Talking News service is also available via the free Wireless for the Blind app. It can be found on the Beacon Centre website, www.beaconvision.org/talking-news, as a podcast via services such as Apple or Spotify, or as a free CD. Simply contact Beacon Centre on 01902 880 111. We hope you enjoy this week's edition.
Reading for you this week, we have me, Matthew, Angela, Muhammad, Helen, Mina, Peter, Simon, and of course not forgetting Roger. In this week's edition, we have all the latest from Beacon with Helen and Muhammad, including the lifestyle newsletter for August with Dan. From J.R.R. Tolkien and the Rock Houses of Kinver Edge, to the Red House Glass Cone and the latest exhibits at Starbridge Glass Museum, there's some fascinating news and nostalgia from across the Black Country. You'll have to be nimble-minded, as we have another challenging quiz from Roger. Mina also has the latest forecast for the week ahead. We continue our journey round the Wrekin with Michael and Leslie Brackier. And of course, we have the latest goings-on from the village of Leaford, our exclusive drama series, written by local authors John Marks and Michael Brackier, with audio also provided by Michael and Leslie Brackier. Local news to start, though, with me, Matthew, Angela, and Peter.
The Black Country is rich with historic places that come into their own during the summer months, from canals and castles to museums, heritage trails and countryside viewpoints that tell the story of the region's industrial past and rural charm. For anyone looking to step beyond the usual day out, one of the area's most distinctive destinations lies just over the border near Starbridge, Kinver Edge, where dramatic sandstone scenery, ancient hill fort remains, and remarkable rock houses offer a memorable glimpse into a way of life carved, quite literally, into the landscape. But could these iconic homes, cut into the soft red sandstone of the hillside, also have helped inspire one of the most famous fantasy worlds ever created by J.R.R. Tolkien? That was a question asked in a new show, where historians explored whether the popular National Trust site may have helped inspire the hobbit holes that featured in both The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. In a recent episode of Hidden Treasures of the National Trust on BBC Two and iPlayer, the history and conservation efforts of Kinver Edge and its rock houses were showcased. The episode also gave an insight into the intriguing connection between Kinver and the Lord of the Rings. When you look at Kinver Edge, it's easy to believe that Tolkien himself was inspired by the rock houses when dreaming up Hobbit Holes, the home of Bilbo Baggins and his characters in the Lord of the Rings series, said historian Helen Antrobus on the BBC show. Kinver Edge shares an uncanny resemblance with the Hobbit homes of the Shire, with their green doors, hillside setting, and idyllic rural location. We know he travelled to the area. We know it was familiar to him, she added. The suggestion is not simply based on appearance. Kinver Edge was already attracting visitors by the early 1900s, when its rock houses were known for their unusual combination of homely domestic interiors and cave-like sandstone settings. At Holy Austin Rock, the dwellings were carved into the soft red sandstone, with residents serving teas to visitors from their rock homes. For Tolkien, who spent much of his childhood in and around Birmingham, the appeal of such a place is easy to understand. The idea of a comfortable home tucked into a hillside with doors, windows, chimneys and gardens blending into the surrounding countryside closely echoes the cosy domestic world of the Shire. The resemblance is especially striking because the rock houses were not ruins or follies, but real family homes, giving the fantasy image a rooted, lived-in quality. There's also a geographical case to consider. Tolkien knew the West Midlands well, and the countryside around Birmingham, Worcestershire and Staffordshire formed part of the landscape of his youth. While Sarehole is often seen as the strongest influence on Hobbiton itself, Kinver Edge offers a striking visual parallel to the Hobbit holes, homes built into the earth, softened by greenery, and set within a rural landscape that would have felt familiar to a young Tolkien. Tolkien lived in Birmingham, its suburbs, for much of his childhood between 1895 and 1911. Given his appreciation of the countryside, it is possible he visited Kinver and its unique rock houses. From 1901, a short train trip from Snow Hill Station to Amblecote in Stourbridge, followed by a ride along the newly built Kinver Light Railway, could put a day visitor in the unspoilt countryside within 2 hours, making it completely plausible Tolkien visited the area. The National Trust has also noted that the site became a tourist attraction at the turn of the 20th century, strengthening the possibility that it would have been known to visitors from the wider Midlands. While Tolkien never revealed the names of the places that inspired his stories, he did acknowledge that many were shaped by his experiences in the English Midlands, where he lived as a youth. Kinver's countryside and cave-like dwellings therefore remain a persuasive, if unconfirmed, part of that wider landscape of inspiration. However, it is widely believed that Hobbiton, the area in which Bilbo and Frodo Buggins made their home, is based upon Sarehole, the village where Tolkien spent his formative years. In a 1966 interview, Tolkien said, "I was brought up in considerable poverty, but I was happy running about in that country. I took the idea of the hobbits from the village people and the children." Tolkien's vision of the Lord of the Rings, the Shire and Middle-earth live on to this day. The series' next instalment, The Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum, is set to be released in 2027, with a depiction of the Shire expected to return to our screens.
Whether or not Kinver was a direct inspiration, the resemblance to hobbit holes is striking and has captured the imagination of visitors for generations. Just a few miles away, the Red House glass cone at Wordsley stands as a very different monument to the region's past, a towering symbol of the industrial skill and craftsmanship that made Stourbridge glass renowned across the world. Together, Kinver Edge and the Red House glass cone tell a remarkable story of the West Midlands, a landscape where ancient sandstone caves, literary legend, and industrial innovation exist side by side. The Red House glass cone has graced the Black Country flag since 2012. Now, the Dudley Council-owned landmark has inspired West Bromwich Albion's new away kit. The 27-metre-high cone has stood beside the Stourbridge Canal since the 1790s, and today it's an icon of the region's rich heritage. Now, Albion pay homage to that history by including the famous building in their latest kit design. The club collaborated closely with staff at the Cone Museum to come up with the distinctive design that players and fans will wear on their travels over the 2026 through 2027 campaign. Over many months, there were meetings to coordinate the launch of the new kit, with models first wearing the shirts inside the iconic cone for the launch photo shoot. The outline of the Red House glass cone features on the front and back of the shirt, while the red, black, and white colors represent the fire and embers of the industry, which created some of the world's finest glass. The club has long embraced the industry and heritage of its fans. Many fly the cone flag, and now they can wear the cone shirts too. Kate Jones, museum's manager for Dudley Council, said, "Working with the team at WBA has been amazing. When they first approached us, we couldn't believe it and grabbed the opportunity with both hands. Seeing the work they've put in and the final product has been superb. We absolutely love the new shirt and are really looking forward to working with WBA on lots of new and exciting projects going forward. Showcasing heritage through sport has been the best opportunity, and it helps us reach a whole new audience, which is something we are always keen to do." Councillor Patrick Harley, leader of Dudley Council, said, "We feel so proud that West Bromwich Albion has chosen the Red House glass cone as inspiration for their new strip. We both believe in celebrating and taking pride in our region's heritage and people. West Bromwich Albion began with community, friendship, and industry, with a group of factory workers coming together to play. Our own glassmaking heritage is based on those same principles. A tight-knit network of like-minded, hard-working people, creating a lasting tradition still going strong today. We're so excited about working with the club and making community and collaboration the focus of everything we do together." Sam Jeffrey, West Bromwich Albion's chief business officer, added, "The club is intrinsically linked to the Black Country, making the Red House cone a natural creative partner for this season's Away Kit campaign. Forged in the Black Country, built together. The concept celebrates the heritage and craftsmanship that defines our identity, while reflecting the strength of an Albion fan base that spans generations, communities, and continents. Although our story begins in the Black Country, it is the collective passion of supporters everywhere that continues to shape the club today." The new strip launched at the Hawthorns on Black Country Day on the 14th of July. Staff from the cone took part in a Q&A about the cone's history and the collaboration with WBA. The club and the cone will be working closely together over the next 12 months, with visits to the site by community groups through the club's Albion Foundation and trips to the Hawthorns for museum service volunteers and outreach projects.
It's wonderful to hear how West Bromwich Albion's new away shirt features a design inspired by the iconic Red House glass cone, celebrating the glassmaking heritage that made Stourbridge famous around the world. The cone remains a symbol of generations of craftsmanship, innovation and skill, qualities that are still very much alive in the town today. In fact, it's probably a good job Albion's designers stopped at the cone and didn't take inspiration from a few miles down the road at Stourbridge Glass Museum's latest showcase of creative talent. Visitors to the museum can currently see Aim Here, a neon-lit glass toilet that glows when flushed. Created by neon glass artist and film industry engineer consultant Peter Hoare, the interactive installation forms part of the museum's Endangered Crafts exhibition, curated with the Contemporary Glass Society. The exhibit was officially launched by Dudley Mayor Councillor Pete Lowe, who was handed the honour of performing the ceremonial first flush. Alexander Gudger, director of Stourbridge Glass Museum, described Aim Here as inventive, skillful, and full of character, praising Hoare for taking an endangered glass craft and turning it into something completely unexpected. Had Albion opted for the toilets rather than the cone as their design inspiration, however, supporters might now be proudly sporting a truly luminous away kit. Rival fans would have had a field day, claiming the baggies' latest strip had gone straight down the pan, while the club's marketing team would have been flushed with embarrassment. Thankfully, they chose the cone over the throne, avoiding what could have been a bog-standard football shirt campaign. In football, as in glassmaking, it's important to know when you produced a masterpiece and when you're simply taking the pistachio-coloured porcelain. AIM here can remain a shining example of Stourbridge's playful creativity, proving that local glassmakers still know how to make a splash. The Endangered Crafts exhibition continues until November the 7th at Stourbridge Glass Museum on High Street, Wordsley, highlighting threatened glassmaking techniques through demonstrations, makers' profiles, and contemporary works that prove the craft is anything but washed up.
Up next, we have the Beacon Update, brought to us by Mohammed.
Hey everyone, it's Mo here from Beacon with the latest update. We'll start this week off with a really important volunteering opportunity. Do you have just 30 minutes to spare each week? If so, you could make a real difference to someone who might be feeling lonely or isolated in your local community. Beacon offers a free befriending service, specially designed to support older people who may be feeling alone. We're currently looking for volunteers aged 18 and over who can give just half an hour of their time each week. No experience is needed and full training is provided. There are options to volunteer by telephone or through home visits, and we can be flexible to suit you. Sometimes one phone call a week could be the highlight for someone's day. If you'd like to find out more about becoming a befriender, call us on 01902-880111 or email us on inquiries@beaconvision.org. Next up, we wanted to share a lovely story about the kindness of a local resident. Recently, one of our Beacon minibuses broke down at the junction of Witton Road and Penn while travelling with a group of Beacon members on a very hot day. While everyone was waiting for help to arrive, a kind local resident stopped to check that everyone was okay and safe. She then went one step further and brought glasses of water for everyone on board to help keep them cool while they waited. Our members, Denise, Patricia and Joyce, were so touched by this thoughtful gesture that they asked us to share their heartfelt thanks. Your kindness and willingness to help others meant so much and turned what could have been a very stressful situation into a lovely reminder of just how caring our local community can be. So, if this wonderful lady happens to see the post or listen to this update, or if anyone knows who she is, please know how grateful and thankful we are for your kindness. It truly made a difference. We're also sharing a really helpful video this week about making social media more accessible for people living with sight loss. The video was suggested by Barry, Beacon's IT and digital assistive technology trainer, and includes some great reminders about how we can all make online spaces more accessible and welcoming for people living with sight loss. Small things such as using image descriptions, clear captions, and making hashtags easier to read can all help to make people feel included and informed and connected. It's a great reminder that small change really can make a big difference. You can find the video linked on our social media pages. So please take a look and see what small changes you can implement into your own posts. And finally this week, are you missing the World Cup already? After weeks of goals, celebrations, and plenty of football chat, it can feel a bit strange when the World Cup tournament comes to an end. But if you're still in the mood for football, the fun doesn't have to stop there. AI Manager is an accessible football managing game for all, and designed to be enjoyed by everyone. So if you fancy picking your dream team, managing your squad and keeping that matchday feeling alive, it could be worth giving it a go. That's all from me for this week. Thanks for listening and have a great week, and we'll catch up next week here on the Beacon Update.
Now it's time to test your knowledge, as we have the quiz questions for this edition.
Hello, it's Roger, and another 10-question quiz. Okay, question one. Where are the Scottish Highland Games traditionally staged? Question two. Which famous London building stood from 1854 until 1936? When it was destroyed by fire. Question three. This is an odd one. What are rum, muck, and eig? I think it's pronounced, it's E-I-double-G. What are they? Question four. Casting your mind back some time. Which royal served on the ship HMS Cornwallis in World War II? Question five, still on the military world. What sort of thing is a Challenger 2? Question six. Which stadium is home to English Rugby Union? And these days, the odd pop concert. Question seven. What's the name of the Prime Minister's country residence? Question 8. Which city in England has a shopping area called the Bull Ring? The Bull Ring. Question 9. What was the date of D-Day in 1944? 1944. And finally, question 10. This sounds harder than it is. That's all I can say about this. What is the time and relative dimension in space better known as? Back soon with the answers.
We are pleased to now introduce local author and musical duo Michael and Leslie Brackier in our podcast star segment, Round the Reeking.
Welcome to Around the Reeking with Mike and Leslie. I'm Mike.
And I'm Leslie.
No, we've just arrived in Cardiff. It's a very exciting city, isn't it, Leslie?
Yes. Neither of us have been here before.
No. No, we're big Doctor Who fans, and also I saw all the series of Torchwood.
Did you?
John Bannerman and Eve Miles?
Eve Miles, yeah.
They are. They were brilliant. And we're looking at the Millennium Centre, where there's words are engraved on there. We'll try and investigate those words afterwards.
I know it says in these stones in English. There's other languages, obviously Welsh
as well.
Something
about horizons, and we'll have a look at that later. And
it's a big entertainment centre, but we're most familiar with it from being opposite the Torchwood building.
That's right.
The Torchwood base is under the building that's just opposite to it, which is a tall silvery tower which appears to have water cascading down it.
Yeah. Now
we don't know if that has a name as well or not.
And that is where Captain Jack
would arise on a thingy, wouldn't he?
Jack. And the staff at Sir John Barrowman, Captain Jack, would enter and exit the Torchwood base, which I think was tunnelled under the Millennium Centre. That's what we... Because I've seen them in the programme, we've seen them on the roof in Torchwood.
Yeah, I mean, where we're standing at the moment, it's almost like an amphitheatre. It's a big open space with steps all round, which would be a brilliant entertainment space.
That's right, we should do a gig one here one day.
The other side is a big red brick building, which I can't quite make out the name of it above the door.
It's a bit
and a wheel, a bit like the Millennium Wheel.
It's a bit like the Library Building, isn't it?
It's a little bit like that. It's a big big clock tower. It's all red brick, a beautiful building with lots of windows. Now, there is a name above the door, but I can't quite read it from here.
And I can see a few hundred yards away, where we're making for, is the Cardiff Bay. So we're going to
look. It's just under there. They've come out right by the water. I'm just trying to read this build. It says something company. But Docks Company. That makes sense because we're right down near the docks.
Okay.
Right, so we'll go and get a bit closer to the water now. So we've come under an archway towards the water and we've noticed a big plaque on the wall. Mike, do you want to read out what it says?
Yes, Roald Dahl Plas. This plaque was unveiled 13th of July 2002 by the Right Honourable the Lord Mayor of Cardiff, Councillor Russell Goodway, in the presence of His Excellency Tarold Broadtasset, Norwegian Ambassador to Britain, and Mrs. Felicity Dahl, to commemorate the renaming of the Oval Basin, to celebrate the life and works of Roald Dahl, 1916
to 1990.
He was born in Cardiff and christened at the Norwegian Church. What about that?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Right, yeah. Let's go a bit closer to the water now. So, we've rounded a bit of a corner down by the water and found ourselves at the bottom of the steps up to the Senedd Cymraeg, the Welsh Parliament, which looks like a big canopy over a glass building. There are other people around. It looks like possibly a television crew recording there or a radio crew. Lots of people wandering past. But this took us quite by surprise. We didn't realise it was here. It's almost like a big tent over the building.
So we're just about to walk in front of the camera, so we never know, we might end up on Welsh telly.
Yeah, you never know. Okay, let's move on, because we've just spotted the Norwegian church where Roald Dahl was christened. It's now a bit of an art centre, but it's just a little walk away, so we'll go and have a look over there. It's a lovely little white church. We've come a bit further round from the entrance to the Parliament building, and we now have a fantastic view of Cardiff Bay. There are a few small yachts moored up here. There's lots of cafes and everything around and about. And at the back of the dock company building that we mentioned before is a big wheel. It's not as big as the Millennium Wheel, but it's that sort of thing. I remember seeing something similar, A, in Paris and B, in Derby, around the turn of the millennium.
It's Assembly Square by this, isn't it?
Yeah, we're right by Assembly Square here. So it's an absolutely fantastic view right across Cardiff Bay. A bit of a headland the other side. We're trying to identify what it is that we can see over there. And along the edge of the bay, we can see old-fashioned lampposts, a bit like Victorian lampposts. It's obviously a walkway, a bit like old London or Paris. So we're going to head a little bit further around because we still haven't quite made it to the Norwegian church. So now we're standing outside the Norwegian church and it's an art centre and coffee shop. We're standing by a big map. What does that say, Mike?
Okay, it says, "Welcome to Cardiff." Cardiff is a city of attractions, sport, culture and entertainment, with brilliant attractions which draw people from all over the UK and abroad. You'll be spoilt for choice in Cardiff. Choose from historic houses and castles or wildlife and water sports. You'll find a lively entertainment scene in and around Cardiff, which features opera, ballet, musicals and live music from top acts across the city. There's a range of theatres, galleries, museums, arts and live music venues. From the traditional to the groundbreakingly modern, from seating thousands to cosy, intimate spaces, Cardiff can satisfy every taste. That's a bit more.
If you're new to Cardiff and Wales, then why not let someone else take the lead, taking a guided tour can take the legwork out of sightseeing, literally. Having a guide who knows their subject can really make a difference, giving you an insight to local history, culture, language and legends. Tours can be specific to Cardiff or further afield and can focus on wildlife and the environment, ghostly goings-on or Welsh culture.
Ooh, okay. So that's the Welcome to Cardiff sign outside the Norwegian Church Art Centre and Norsk Coffee Shop. We're just standing by the Antarctic 100 Memorial. And a little bit to read out here. Commissioned by the Captain Scott Society and gifted to the City of Cardiff by the Society. Unveiled by Her Royal Highness the Princess Royal on the 6th of June 2003. This memorial commemorates the heroic age of Antarctic exploration, and in particular, Captain Robert Falcon Scott's scientific expedition of 1910 to 1913. The memorial overlooks the point from which Scott's expedition ship, the SS Terra Nova, left Cardiff on the 15th of June, 1910. It was designed and created by the sculptor Jonathan Williams. The memorial depicts Scott and the faces of his four companions, Wilson, Oates, Bowers and Evans, who died with him on the return journey from the South Pole.
So it's day two of our trip to Cardiff and we've come to the National Museum.
Yes, that was Philip in the background. It's quite noisy here and echoey, isn't it? But yeah. It's been really interesting. We started off in the natural history section, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we saw all about the history of life.
Yeah.
From single cells, dinosaurs. What else we saw?
We've seen all kinds.
All sorts of things.
Everything from a Bengal tiger.
Yes.
To, you know, lots of different butterflies.
All sorts.
Crystals.
Yeah.
Lots of underwater life that was really interesting and strange.
And Philip spotted a mammoth and he wanted to stroke him. So I've got a photograph of Philip stroking a mammoth, which is quite interesting, wasn't
it? And then we went into the other side. That was the evolution specifically of whales, wasn't it? Talking about the different things there.
At one time in the past, Wales was completely under the sea. So that's, you know, really interesting facts.
So we've been all around the ground floor now where all the museum part is. And we've now come upstairs and we're going to have a look around the art gallery. So we've had a quick look around the gallery. On the way out, we finished off with Rodin's The Kiss, which is one of his famous works. We've seen everything from Van Gogh, Monet, to Botticelli, and some other sculptures as well. We've seen a Barbara Hepworth and Henry Moore. Some abstract works as well as the figurative ones.
Yes.
I recognise a number of artists. One of my favourites is Renoir. There were a couple of Renoirs.
Yeah.
Van Dyck is another one of my favourites.
A chap called, is it Ruth Smith, who painted Sir Tom Jones?
Oh, yes, a lovely portrait of Tom
Duncan
Jones.
Duncan Ruth Smith, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Tom Jones.
So, yeah, it's been well worth a visit, hasn't it?
It has.
Between the museum and the gallery, there's certainly been a lot to see.
Yes, yes.
Now, for sight-impaired people, there might be some sort of guide available. And also, I don't know how they feel about you touching things.
I don't know. But, and also, the very good disabled access, the excellent ramp
Huge
access.
Ramp, yeah.
Coming into the building is really excellent. And the lifts and toilets, so that's very good facilities
so
as
we're
well.
We're ready to move on to the next thing now, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, having left the museum, the next thing, we had a change of plan, didn't we?
We did. We decided to go to the other side of Cardiff Bay, which looked great, and we were quite interested to see the headland and where that went into the Bristol Channel, to the estuary. And it's at Penarth, isn't
it? Penarth, that's right.
So we made for Penarth, and it was lovely. The marina there, and we could see Cardiff, the main part of Cardiff.
You could see the Millennium Centre.
That's right.
And the wheel, the big wheel. And the little Norwegian church from the other side of the bay.
So that was interesting.
We
got a couple of bottles of pop from the cafe.
Yeah. And a long walk.
So it looked really interesting. And so that finished off our session for this month.
Yeah. So this has been around the Wrekin, or in this instance, around Cardiff Bay. With Mike and Leslie. I've been Leslie.
And I've been Mike.
Catch you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Time now to get all the latest from Beacon, as we have the Lifestyle Newsletter with Dan.
Beacon Lifestyle Newsletter. Welcome to August 2026. Would you like to receive this newsletter in a different format? Please contact us on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries at beaconvision.org. Welcome to our August edition. Summer continues, August brings new opportunities to connect, celebrate and prepare for the next season ahead. In this month's newsletter, you'll find exciting updates, upcoming events, community news, helpful tips and highlights from recent activities. VIP sessions. These sessions are held monthly and the activities are designed with you to ensure we meet your needs. A VIP group is a friendly bunch of people with sight loss who like to build friendships and connect with like-minded people. So we've got VIP Queen's Cross, which this group meets at Queen's Cross Network, Wellington Road, DY1, 1RB in the Cafe Plaza on Friday 7th of August, and that's 1pm to 3pm. Our VIP Brett Young, so this is a group at the Brett Young Gateway, Old Horn Lane, Hales Owen, B63 3ST. You can purchase tea and coffee at the venue, and that's Monday the 10th of August, 1pm to 3pm. VIP Beacon, so this is a group at the Beacon Centre itself, on Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV46AZ. So we'll be having Ian Hammond, who's a local musician and singer, performing a set on Wednesday the 26th of August, from about 6:30pm to around 8pm in the bar over at Beacon Court. VIP Stourbridge, so that's the Sunshine Club in Stourbridge, and that's 6 Corral Drive, DY97NY, and that's on Monday the 10th of August, 10am, 12pm. And VIP Kings Winford, and that's Kings Winford Medical Practice, and that's on Stand Hills Road, Kings Winford, DY6, 8DN, Friday the 7th of August again, 10am, 12pm. August sessions, to book on, contact Daniel Clark, dclark@beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880 111. Beacon events are designed to be accessible and enjoyable as possible for people living with sight loss. To help make this happen, we always ensure members of the Beacon team are on hand to support participants throughout each activity, whether that is guiding, offering help with practical arrangements, or making sure everyone feels confident and included. The cost of Beacon listed for each event helps us cover the staffing and support we provide to make the experience site friendly. Where transport is provided, this is charged separately at cost price. We'll be holding a booking session for our August activities on Thursday the 23rd of July, 10am to 12pm in Beacon Court's Communal Lounge. Alternatively, call 01902 880 111 or email dclark@beaconvision.org to book on or for further information. So on Thursday the 6th of August, we've got our book club, and that's at Beacon Court's Communal Lounge from 10:30am to 12:30pm, and the cost will be £2.50 for staffing and support. So join us if you love discussing books and are always on the lookout for new authors and stories. Tea, coffee and biscuits will be available. And on Wednesday the 12th of August and Thursday the 27th of August, we've got our fishing. Please come and join us for a fun yet relaxing day of fishing. Whether you're a seasoned angler or completely new to the sport, a fully qualified coach and Beacon staff will be there to support you throughout the day. Beacon has received funding to help cover the costs of the fishing activities until October. This will cover the transport cost of £7.70 and the coach fee of £80 per session. And we'll be leaving Beacon at 10:30am and returning around 2:30pm. The cost will be £3.50 for staffing and support, plus £11 for equipment hire paid to the venue. This project has been funded by the Primary Club, Crixus Charity for Blind and Partially Sighted People. And again, that's Wednesday the 12th of August, Thursday the 27th of August. On Friday the 14th of August, we're going on a Himley Hall walk. So we're departing Beacon at 10:30am and returning at 2pm. The cost will be £2.50 for staffing and support, plus £5.50 for transport. So join us for a gentle stroll around Himley Hall and its grounds. Plenty of time to enjoy the surroundings and socialise. Our staff will be there throughout to support you and help ensure the walk is accessible for everyone. We've also got our tandems, which is on Monday the 17th and Monday the 24th of August. They'll be departing Beacon at 10am and returning around 1pm. So the cost of that is £3.50 for staffing and support, plus £7.70 for transport. Join us for our tandem bike rides led by qualified instructors who will support you throughout your ride. And on Wednesday the 19th of August, we've got a meal at the Newbridge, which is Carvery. And the cost of that will be £2.50 for staffing and support. That's obviously the Newbridge Stonehouse, Tetnall Road, Tetnall, Wolverhampton, WV6OJU. So please come and join us for a meal at Newbridge and a ride out on public transport. So we'll be leaving the Beacon on the number one bus at 11:45 a.m. Of course, you can make your own way there. And we'll be meeting at the Newbridge for 12:30. And that's on Wednesday the 19th of August. On Thursday the 20th of August, we've got Bridge North Garden Centre. So I'll be departing Beacon at 10:30 a.m. and returning at 2:30 p.m. The cost will be £2.50 for staffing and support, plus £5.50 for the transport. So we'll be going to Bridge North Garden Centre. So please come along and stock up for your spring and summer essentials. And on Friday the 21st of August, we'll be going Tenpin Bowling. And that is at Tenpin Dudley, Castle Gateway, Dudley, DY1-1TA. And there's £7.25 there to be paid directly at the venue on the desk. And there's also a cost of £2.50 for staffing and support, plus £5.50 for transport. And we'll be departing Beacon at 10:30 a.m. and returning at 1:30 p.m. So come and join us for a full morning of Tenpin Bowling. Whether you're a seasoned player or trying it for the first time, everyone is welcome, and our friendly group is always keen to meet new teammates. Beacon staff will be on hand throughout to support you and make sure the session is accessible and enjoyable. We've got our cooking session in our lifestyle kitchen on Monday the 24th of August, around 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. ish, and the cost that will be £2.50 for staffing and support. And this month we'll be making cookies, so please come along and cook up a storm with us in the kitchen. On Wednesday the 26th of August, we've got a pool tournament, and that's at the Lifestyle Centre Games Room in the Beacon Centre. And the cost of that will be £2.50 for staffing and support and just to play a few games of pool. And that will be from 1 p.m. onwards on Wednesday the 26th of August. So please come along to play a game of pool for a bit of fun, and there will be a prize for the winner. And on Friday the 28th of August, we've got our West Park Walk, and we'll be departing Beacon at 10:30 a.m. and we'll return about 1:32 p.m. So the cost of that will be £2.50 for staffing and support, plus £5.50 for transport. So join us for a gentle stroll around West Park, with plenty of time to enjoy the scenery and socialise. Our staff will be there throughout to support you and help ensure the walk is accessible to everyone. Beacon Gym. Contact Nathaniel Clark, dclark at beaconvision.org or call 01902 880 111 to book in. Do you want to exercise in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Do you want to join classes or exercise independently? Are you someone who works out regularly or wants to start? The gym is open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Single sessions cost £5 or monthly membership for £22. You must complete a health questionnaire and the induction before you start. Please sign in to use the gym at our main reception desk. We've also got indoor bowls on Monday the 17th of August and Monday the 24th of August. That's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. And that is in the Beacon Gym, and that is a cost of £2.50 for staffing and support. And there is a picture of a man playing bowls. Beatty's Percussion. We are bringing a course of Rhythm for the Brain sessions to Beacon on Wednesday the 10th of September, on Wednesday the 24th of September at 1 p.m. in the Lifestyle Social Room. So come and join us to beat a drum, accessible to beginners, no need to read music, exercise your brain, a workout for memory skills, coordination and concentration, exercise your body, gentle workout with the gym, make friends, a safe group environment where you can make social connections uplifting for your mood. Beat It Percussion is a small West Midlands based CIC promoting well-being and a good mental health through rhythm and sound groups and workshops. They work with adults who are living with disabilities, including physical and mental health support needs, memory loss, quiet brain injury and sensory impairments, using drums and percussion instruments to help people feel better. The sessions include adapted activities and a range of accessible instruments enable everyone to participate. Sessions include multi-sensory delivery, auditory, visual and kinesthetic. Sessions are culturally inclusive, cooperative rhythms and instruments from different cultures. Health and Wellbeing Coffee Morning. That's on Wednesday the 9th of September, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Beacon Centre in the Bromford Residence Lounge. So Beacon members, visitors, staff and residents are warmly invited to join Your Health Dudley team and discover the free support available to help you feel healthier and happier. What's on offer from Your Health Dudley? Free refreshments and a healthy snack. Adult weight management programme. Smoking cessation support. Free NHS health checks. Healthy lifestyle support for families, discounted or free exercise referrals. You just want to chat? That's fine. Just come along and say hi. Your Health Dudley and Beacon Activity Coordinator, Dan, which is me, will be there to welcome you. And that's at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV468Z. For further information, just email myself, dclark@beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880111. Everyone is welcome, and we'd love to see you there. Free NHS Health Check Day. So join Your Health Dudley and Beacon Centre for a Healthier You. So on Wednesday the 23rd of September, from 9:30am to 5pm, in the Beacon Centre, in the Bromford Lounge, which is obviously Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV46AZ, we're having a health check day. So what is a NHS health check? It's a free and quick check that can help spot early signs or risk factors for stroke, heart disease, type 2 diabetes and kidney problems. Early detection can save lives. A 45-minute check could help you understand your health risks and take action sooner. So what will be checked? They can check blood pressure, cholesterol and blood sugar with a small pinprick blood test, height and weight. Your advisor will also ask about smoking, food, activity and alcohol. For further information, email myself again, dclark@beaconvision.org, or call 01902 880 111. You can't attend on the day, just call Your Health Dudley on 01384 732 402 and the team can help book you in for another day. Vision Aid. Independent family business established 1996. Join Vision Aid for a demo day. Explore the latest solutions with Jason Shaw, and that's on Tuesday the 15th of September, 10am to 2pm at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV468Z. And it's proud to be the UK's largest independent provider of low vision and blindness solutions. We're passionate about assisting every person to find the best possible solution for their unique needs. Are everyday tasks becoming a challenge? Every person's vision is unique, and so is our approach. We'd love to help you. Try our solutions for yourself with our friendly and knowledgeable specialist, either at the event or request an in-home demonstration. From task lighting and a range of magnifiers to devices that read text out loud, you can enjoy your hobbies again. If you can't attend the above date, please call Vision Aid on free phone 0800 002 5555 for completely free, no obligation, in-home demonstration. Summer activities. Join us for these free activities over the summer for children and young people living with sight loss, and it's inclusive of all disabilities. So we've got a visually impaired cricket session brought to us by the Worcester Cricket Foundation on Wednesday the 29th of July and Thursday the 13th of August, both 11am to 12pm, and that's at the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, WV46AZ. We've got our Holiday Hub on Wednesday the 5th of August from 10am to 12pm, and that's at Cherry Street Sensory Hub, Cherry Street, Wolverhampton, WV30QW. And we've got another Holiday Hub, again, on Wednesday the 19th of August, 10am to 12pm, and that's also at Cherry Street Sensory Hub, Cherry Street, Wolverhampton, WV30QW. And we have a Walls Foundation session on Wednesday the 26th of August, 10:30am to 12pm, and that's the Beacon Centre again, Wolverhampton Road East, WV46QW. For further information or to book onto them, please email inquiries@beaconvision.org or call 01902 880111. Live music with Rahul Gajal. Rahul is a pianist, keyboardist, music composer and arranger. He plays a range of instruments including the aerophone, keyboard, flute and melodica. And that's on the 12th of August at 1:30pm, and that's the Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV46AZ. Again, if you'd like to book on or for any further information, please email inquiries@beaconvision.org or call us on 01902 880111. Technology Demonstration Drop-In Day. So please come along to our technology demonstration session here at the Beacon Centre. You can come and try out the latest tech we have available to support you. Members of staff will also be on hand to assist, support and answer any questions you may have. And this is on Tuesday 11th of August, 10am to 12pm, and that's at Beacon Court in the Bromford Lounge. To book on,
Off again for further information, either email us inquiries@speakervision.org or call 01902 8801. Beyond Barriers Hub, connecting community, inspiring vision. Welcome to the Beyond Barriers Hub, a welcoming space to meet, connect and enjoy yourself. Based in Wolverhampton and specifically designed for individuals experiencing sight loss, our mission is built around removing isolation and improving mental health by creating a social circle. So what to expect? Great conversations, entertainment, regular activities and themed events. Drinks will be available from the on-site bar. So the upcoming event with the Beyond Barriers Hub is on Monday the 27th of July, 2026. So it's a VI quiz night plus cake, and that's 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. And that's Monday the 27th of July. And that's at the Electric Club, St Mark's Road, Wolverhampton, WV30QH. This special event is a VI friendly quiz night. Test your knowledge in a welcoming atmosphere. And yes, there will be cake. So come and join us for a fun and delicious evening. The event is free for all. Bring a friend. No subs or tickets are required. Check your monthly newsletter for more details on this and future events. So this is supported by the Beyond Barriers Network and is proudly connected to Beyond Barriers Training Academy and Speaker Agency. To get in touch or to join or for any further information, call or text 07487 322 432 or email info@beyondbarrierstraining, all one word, .com. Surgery Lifestyle Centre. So we're now open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our base in Surgery. We run several activities each day, including cooking, crafting, pottery, computer work, there's the use of a gym, listening to music, quizzes and reminiscing. We'll keep well hydrated with tea, coffee and water. And we have the restaurant to attend for a hot meal if you do not bring sandwiches with us. We are lively, fun and love to have a laugh. Why not come and join us for a trial day? So just contact the Beacon reception and ask for more details or email inquiries@beaconvision.org or call 01902 880111. Befriending service. Have you got a free 30 minutes in the week? Do you want to help combat loneliness? Come and volunteer for a befriending service that is designed to help older people who might feel lonely. You can do this over the phone. This volunteering is flexible to suit you while you offer friendship and support. You'll be paired with someone based on common interests. If you are interested, contact our team by calling 01902 880111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. Contact us. So our address is Beacon Centre, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. Our phone number, again, is 01902 880111. Our email is inquiries@beaconvision.org. Our website is www.beaconvision.org. To find us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram, it's at the Beacon Centre. And Beacon Court offers accommodation as well. So each apartment at Beacon Court has its own front door, individual access card, 2 bedrooms, store, a wet shower room, kitchen with appliances, gas central heating and double glazed windows. Beacon provides a 24/7 care team on site to deal with any emergencies 365 days a year. There's a pull cord in each apartment that can be used in an emergency. You also get 30 minutes a week of wellbeing time to go through anything you like, such as help with post or paying bills. If you want any further information on accommodation at Beacon Court, please contact Chris Lam on 01902 882 170 or email christopher.lam@bromford.co.uk. And to unsubscribe from this newsletter, please contact us on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org.
Up now we have to hear what the weather has in store for us. Brought to us, come rain or shine, by our own Sunny Mina.
Hi everyone, it's Mina here with your forecast for the week ahead. This week we're looking at the weather across the Black Country from Friday 31st of July through to Thursday 6th of August. And the good news is that the period starts on mostly settled note. Friday should be pleasant enough with mostly sunny spells and temperatures reaching around 21 to 22 degrees. Winds look light to moderate and the chance of rain is low, so it should be a decent day for getting out and about without needing to keep one eye permanently on the umbrella. Sunrise will be around 5:25 a.m. with sunset just after 9 p.m. so we're still hanging on to those long summer evenings for now. Saturday carries on in a similar style with dry, bright conditions for many of us and highs around 21 to 23 degrees. It won't be scorching, but it should feel warmer in the sunshine, especially if you manage to find a sheltered spot away from the breeze. Sunrise on Saturday is around 5:27 a.m. with sunrise just after 9 p.m. UV levels look moderate rather than very high, but it's still worth remembering the basics if you're outside for a while. Sun cream, a hat, wrap around filter glasses and sunglasses with proper UV protection, especially during the brighter parts of the day. Sunday looks warmer with temperatures possibly reaching the mid-20s. There should be some sunny spells around though. Cloud may build at times. Most places should stay dry, so it's one of those useful summer days where you can possibly risk putting the washing out, but perhaps don't leave it there until midnight, just to test your luck. Sunrise is around 5:29 a.m. with sunset edging back into just before 9 p.m. Monday could be the warmest day of this stretch, with highs somewhere in the mid to high 20s across parts of the Black Country. It should start fairly bright, but the atmosphere may begin to feel a little more unsettled as we head further into the week. By Tuesday, there's a great chance of showers or longer spells of rain moving in, although I should still feel fairly warm with temperatures around 22 to 23 degrees. If you're making plans, Tuesday is possibly the day to keep the waterproofs within grabbing distance, rather than buried at the bottom of the cupboard. Wednesday and Thursday look more challengeable, with cloud skies at times and further showers. Possible temperatures look a little lower, generally around 20 degrees to maybe 23 degrees. So not cold by any means, but not quite the settled summer feel we started with. By Thursday, sunrise will be around 5:35 a.m. with sunset close to 8:52 p.m. So the evenings are still light, but they are quietly starting to shorten. So overall, it's a week that starts mostly dry, bright and comfortably warm, then turns more mixed as we move into the first few days of August. In true Black Country fashion, it might be a week that starts off with the sunglasses on, but ends with something saying, "It ain't off looking a bit black over Bill's mother's." Hope you all enjoy the weather.
Now, here come the quiz answers.
Roger, back with our quiz relating to 10 questions. First of all, where are the Scottish Highland Games staged? That's in Braemar. Braemar. Question 2. Which famous London building stood from 1854 until 1936, so not one of those destroyed in World War II. It was destroyed by fire in 1936, and that was the Crystal Palace. Crystal Palace. Question 3. Muck, egg, and rum are Scottish islands. They are Scottish islands. Question 4. Which royal served during World War II on HMS Cornwallis? That was Prince Philip. Prince Philip. Question 5. A Challenger 2 is a tank. A tank. Question 6. Twickenham. Twickers is the home of English Rugby Union. Question 7. The Prime Minister's country residence is Chequers. Question 8. The city with a central shopping area known as the Bullring is Birmingham. Question 9. What's the date of D-Day, or what was the date of D-Day back in 1944? That was June the 6th. June the 6th. And finally, the intriguing one, question 10. What is the time and relative dimension in space better known as? Well, if you take the initial letters, it spells out Doctor Who's transport, the TARDIS. The TARDIS. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll be back another time with another quiz. Bye-bye.
Next up, of course, we have the latest goings-on from the village of Leaford.
Leaford Village, written by Michael Brackier and John Marks. Episode 18, Opportunity Knocks, read by Michael and Leslie Brackier. Previously in Leaford Village, Jeremy Roberts has agreed to run the tombola at the village fete, but refuses to help on the committee. Megan Watson reminisces with her dad about Sally, her mom, although she was too young to remember her. Zach has his fingers burnt through the pound challenge scam he set up, but gets away with it, just, with Frank being humiliated. Clara will not be charged over the valuable ring, and the local police continue to interview Gail Perkins about the fire. Linda and Sherry have a strained conversation about the unintended double date with Alan Gomez, and he hasn't even turned up yet. Scene 1.
But it's not till next year, exclaims Simon Brown.
We might as well form the band anyway. Be a laugh, and it's something to do.
You're bound to say that, Zach. My money's on you being lead singer, jumps in Adam.
I'm the one with the soundproof music room at the vicarage. A perk of being the vicar's son. Plenty of room. Could you match that at your dad's chip shop?
Well...
Exactly.
Here's the oldest, Zach, said Simon. And here's the best lead guitarist we know. Don't worry, said Adam. I'm happy to play guitar and follow instructions. I haven't got time to lead a band and organise stuff anyway.
That's settled then. Anyone object to Claire on drums?
What? Shouts Simon, a bit louder than he intended. They've been close friends at school for nearly 5 years, and he always knows when Zach is manipulating him. This is one of those occasions.
You know, she's good. Please don't tell me you want an all-male band.
Okay, says Simon. But we still need a bass player.
Got some ideas, and I think Claire knows someone.
Who's organising the talent contest anyway? Asks Adam.
Nick and Jessica at the community centre. He used to be in a rock band, and she's a regular at Bowman's Folk Club by the marina.
Suppose there'll be judges as well?
Spot on, Si. Would you believe it? Accompanied by Monsieur Frank Watson.
Figures, Adam shrugged. Who's going to write our songs? Asked Simon.
Don't you worry about that. I've written one already, answers Zach. Scene 2, at the police station.
Sergeant Stephen Miller draws his chair closer, fixing his gaze on Gail, not wanting to miss the slightest hesitation, a careless word, even in the tightening of her mouth as she's stress levels increase.
What have you got against Jessica Townley?
Nothing.
Come on, Gail, we've seen your reaction. You hate her, don't you? You helped somebody set fire to the salon.
It wasn't me.
Gary, get Gail a cup of tea, will you?
Sugar, Gail?
Never mind the sugar, snaps Stephen Miller, nodding towards the door.
As PC Carr leaves the room, Stephen places his hand on Gail's right arm.
Now, Gail, you know me well enough. I'm not letting this go. Whatever you did, we'll find out. If you helped somebody, you'll have to tell us. It can only help your situation.
I can't tell you who it is.
Okay, let's step back. What has Jessica done to you? She wasn't at the salon when the accident happened, was she?
She was responsible.
Maybe, but you didn't make a big fuss at the time. You just put the claim in and you won. End of story.
Wasn't just the accident.
Ah, they were getting somewhere. You have a grudge against Jessica, right?
Not her. Him.
Who do you mean?
Nick.
Nick Elthorpe?
Yes.
What's he got to do with it?
We were together for a while until she came along.
Scene 3 at the shopper's car park behind the library.
Tuesday, 6:10 p.m.
He's here. What should we do, Lynn?
Leave the talking to me. I know his type.
The sun decides to fall slightly in the sky, hiding behind a collection of cumulonimbi. The occupant of the car, indicating right into the short driveway, has no control over the movements of the heavenly bodies, but the timing is perfect. Shadows cast by the library building creep forward just enough to conceal the two sisters.
Alan Gomez switches off the ignition, knowing full well he is fashionably late. He likes the idea of trying out the younger sister. Linda intrigued him, possibly beguiled him, but he likes both of them. Sherry's fresh youth against something in Linda. Yes, that's something that drove him into a mental somersault. Maybe he'll plump for Linda after tomorrow night, he thinks. For tonight, let's have some fun with Sherry. Spotting a flicker in the security light's beam, he senses movement by the wall.
Who is it? That you, Sherry?
Two for the price of one, Alan, snaps Linda.
What? You're supposed...
Yes, supposed to be here tomorrow, that right?
What's going on? That's what we'd like to know, said Sherry, unable to retrieve the metaphorical scratching in her voice. Listen, girls, I'm sorry, but this is a bit of a mix-up. Damn right it is, Sherry bites back.
Shez, leave this to me. Go home. I'll see you later.
Sure.
Yes, I've dealt with worse than our Mr. Gomez.
Sherry avoids eye contact with her 6 o'clock date as she exits the car park, dragging her feet as if the effort is too great.
She's gone. All right, Mr. Gomez, a word, Linda says, pointing to his car. We don't want to be disturbed, do we, Alan?
What? You mean? Scene 4, in the pub.
Steve Adams and Nick Althorpe share one passion, football. More specifically, Banfield Town, currently languishing in 22nd place in the Southern Region Division 5.
You used to play, didn't you, Nick?
I didn't give myself a chance. 3 games with Town's reserve side, that was it.
How come?
Simple, really. Football, the rock band and girls. Guess which two came out on top?
This is different, though. Even Cody and Georgia are applying.
It's George.
Oh, come on. George Owens. He's pretty fit for 55.
I suppose.
How about it then? Should we both apply?
Go on then. Not a bad way of keeping fit. And it's about time Leaf had their own team.
Hey, Nick. Guess who the head coach is?
No, don't tell me. Not Frank.
Well, sort of, but don't panic. It's Frank Reed. Even he thinks he's too old. Even for six-a-side walking football.
Of course, Steve. He played for the town back in the 60s and 70s.
Played until 1983. Cracking midfielder. Looked after himself.
Nice bloke as well, says Nick.
Be interesting to see who else applies. Come to think of it, where do we apply? To the centre?
No, Ted's taken on the role of club secretary. The list behind the bar. Ted reckons we might be able to play in the Banfield and District Division 8 next season.
Wonder if there's a Division 9?
Scene 5 in Billy's Cafe.
Hello, Clara. Tea?
I'll have a bun, Ethel. And a cuppa, of course.
Celebrating?
I should be, but it doesn't feel like it.
Do you want to talk about it? As she pours the boiling water into 2 mugs, she knows, of course, that Clara wants to talk about it. Ethel's role in the village is much more than cafe owner. She's carried on the tradition started by Billy, her late husband. He was a great listener, not nosy, but he had a knack of saying just the right thing. Ethel appears to have carried on the mantle.
Thanks, Ethel.
Now, my dear, is everything okay?
No different with George, but he's not going to get any better.
The ring?
Back with its owner. Sutra is in the clear, thank goodness, and I'm not being charged. I'll have to take a break from the shop, though. Not sure how long it will take Sherry to forgive me or to trust me again. Mind you, she did tell me to concentrate on George.
My dear Clara, have a break. Sherry will come round. She knows that you are basically a very honest person. Otherwise, it's great news, isn't it?
Of course, weight off my mind. And I need more time at home anyway, but the shame. The tinkle of the small bell, signifying a movement of the front door, makes both women look up. Sutra and Nita enter the cafe.
I don't see you two in here together very often. Tea and chat. Ethel offers a table in the corner, but Sutra has no secrets now, not from his friends. No, can we sit with you, ladies?
Of course, says Clara, pleased to have completed her business.
We've come to a decision. Oh, and before I carry on, Clara, please forget about the ring. You meant well, and I forgive you for what happened.
Oh, Sutra, says Clara, touching his hand.
We're friends, Clara. I wanted to tell you and Ethel together. We're never going to India. What about your ambitions, Nita? Asks Ethel.
It's too complicated and too dangerous, Nita replies. My Uncle Sutra's safety is my priority, and he cannot go back, ever. If he can't go, then I won't.
Sutra grasps her hand and kisses her lightly on the cheek. Tears form in Ethel's eyes. Oh, I'm so pleased for you, says Ethel. You are our dear friends, and we have been so worried.
Scene 6, back at the police station.
Right, girl, we'll get back to your motivation, but you must tell me what part you played in the fire.
I have a knowledge of chemicals.
We know.
Before I left the salon, I took a copy of the set of keys. It was quite a while before the opportunity presented itself. I had almost decided to throw away the keys and forget it until I met him for the first time a few months ago.
Who?
So that's it for another edition of the Black Country Talking News. A reminder to our CD listeners who have received CDs in padded envelopes that you don't need to send anything back to us. If you have a sight loss tip or someone you would like to wish a happy birthday to, just say hello to. Maybe even a poem or talking book you would like reviewed, then please get in touch with us at the Beacon Centre. Call 01902 880111. Email bctn@beaconvision.org or write to us at the Black Country Talking News, Beacon, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV4 6AZ. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our supporters, donators and volunteers who without their support we would be unable to run this free service. Please note the information and views expressed in this recording does not necessarily represent the views of Beacon or Talking News and were accurate at the time of recording. Mentions of goods and services does not imply endorsement, and whilst every care is taken to supply accurate information, Beacon and Talking News do not undertake liability for any errors. So it's goodbye from all of us, stay safe, have a good week, and we look forward to bringing you next week's edition of the Black Country Talking News. Ta-ra!